The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first of all, Sinn Féin is in more turmoil following the revelation that the matter related to Brian Stanley's exit from the party has been referred to the Gardaí. I'm joined on the line by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of The Independent. Good morning, Fionnán.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we've been listening to Mary Lou MacDonald out this morning explaining the position of the party and so on, but there are still questions that remain to be answered. The whole thing is a bit muddy, starting back in July, or was it August?
Yeah, so yesterday a complaint came in at the end of July. Today, there was a written statement made on August the 2nd, which is the Friday of the bank holiday weekend in August. So one has to assume, if the previous timeline was correct, that a verbal complaint was made initially in July, followed up with a written statement then in August. An independent, entirely transparent procedure was then set in play. There was a barrister and two people on a investigative disciplinary committee.
Now, she clarified this morning that the three-person committee investigating all of this was made up of a barrister who was a member of Sinn Féin and ordinary party members, one from Northern Ireland and one from South.
Yeah, so the independent process was made up of three party members. Then there was interviews, statements taken from both parties. At some point in that process, a counter-allegation was made. Now, if an allegation is made, you have to assume that was from the complainant against Brian Stanley. A counter-allegation presumably was made by Brian Stanley. That's not being said, but one has to... that's the logical conclusion. Both parties are interviewed, points put to them by what the other side has said, and so on and so forth. And that continues up until October the 4th, when preliminary inquiry findings are issued, forwarded to both parties. And then only yesterday, on October the 13th, is the matter referred to on Garda Síochána.
Okay, and the important element of timing here is that Brian Stanley's resignation happened on Saturday night, and then on Sunday it goes to the Gardaí. So you have to ask the question, if Brian Stanley hadn't resigned and had held tough, in other words, saying, I am innocent of whatever allegations made of me, I'm staying put, it is likely, is it not, that the Gardaí would not have been informed yesterday?
Yes, what one has to assume. So the question about the Garda involvement is this. At what point between August the 2nd and October the 13th, a 10-week period, did this turn into a potentially criminal matter? Because the only reason you would refer an allegation to an Garda Síochána is if it is potentially a criminal matter. Not a procedural one, not an administrative one, not something to do with the rules and regulations of the party and how it conducts its business. Yeah. A row over who has voted at an AGM, who's ordering the bus for the Ardesh, and so on and so forth. Those are all minor matters. This is clearly there is seriousness here.
Well, hang on a second. You see, what happens when it becomes a criminal matter? And it is referred not by the complainant, it would appear, but by Sinn Féin. I mean, what is the status of a third party, if you like, making a complaint to the Gardaí on behalf or maybe irrespective of the wishes of the complainant?
Yeah, and that's what we don't know in this case. So a third party that has conducted its own investigation is referring this matter to the Gardaí, not making the complaint itself. The alleged offence was not conducted against the party, but against another individual who has not referred this to. So presumably the response from an Garda Síochána, because the norm would be, we need a complaint from the individual. Is the individual willing to make a complaint? And they haven't gone down that route thus far. Neither party, because both parties are now making allegations. So we'll have to see how that one plays out, because it'll be a bit of a conundrum for the guards to get this file, presumably, and be told, oh, you need to look into this and get back to us, when they'll basically be gone, but nobody has made a complaint to us who was actually involved.
You have to ask, what is this process all about? Is it about delaying, and in the meantime we have a general election and all this goes away temporarily while the guards are investigating, and then at the end of that investigation, which would involve getting into the party's inner workings, the Gardaí would have to do that if they had a justification from the complainant to so do. Then they'd have to send a file to the DPP if it was warranted. Then the DPP has to consider all of this. So we're looking months down the road before there's an outcome.
Months, years, we don't know. And, you know, the Gardaí are also, you'd imagine, not obliged to make their findings public. They may not even be obliged to revert to Sinn Féin. They may say, well, we have to contact the individuals concerned to see do either of them wish to make a complaint formally, so that there is something to investigate. So it does kick it down the road quite dramatically. And meanwhile, we're none the wiser about the nature of the complaint, so serious that it now has to go to the Gardaí.
Well, we had the situation where we had a number of people in Sinn Féin calling for Brian Stanley to clarify things, to actually explain what was going on. And this, you know, would invite him to describe a complaint that's been made against him. And we know the way muck sticks, you know, whether the man is innocent or guilty of the complaint, by actually him talking about it, it kind of says, well, you know, no smoke without fire, that kind of thing. So that invitation was, you know, one that could never be accepted, I think, by anyone about whom a complaint has been made.
Well, Sinn Féin have been quite quick to do that in the case of Brian Stanley. You'd wonder why they haven't done that in other cases and put information out there. In this case, Brian Stanley has issued his statement ahead of any public declaration by the party about what was going on here. There was certainly rumours going around on Saturday and before the weekend of an issue arising here, but Sinn Féin wasn't making any statement on it. Brian Stanley got out ahead of them, and they have been forced to come forward, and the action that they've now taken is referring it to the Gardaí. So the timeline is important.
Does that look to you like a knee-jerk reaction to Brian Stanley's resignation?
Well, it just begs the question, why weren't you doing it? Why didn't you refer it on Friday? Why didn't you refer it a month ago? Why didn't you refer it back on August the 2nd when the written statement was made? What business does a party have in investigating matters that are of a potentially criminal nature? That's the question. I mean, it's not about, you know, oh, there was due process here. He had a barrister and a sister in the room with him. We had a barrister and an investigative team. It's none of your business if it's a criminal matter. So Mary MacDonald hasn't clarified at all.
Now, her other difficulty, by the way, is she says she was made aware in early August that there was a complaint against Brian Stanley. And she was asked, well, what, were you told the nature of the complaint or the detail? No, I wasn't. Knows nothing about the nature of the complaint, presumably, until the report was furnished to her before the weekend, on October the 4th. So what kind of person doesn't say, what's this all about?
Yeah, it's also up to her as party leader to ensure that there are adequate procedures in place. And you would have to raise that question here. If indeed a process was kicked off that they're saying did not merit referring it directly to the Gardaí initially, and then at some point did merit referring it to the Gardaí, well, then that's her job as Uachtaráin of Sinn Féin.
No, but getting
to ensure
back to
that,
getting
the
back.
People who are dealing with these issues know the difference between something that it is an administrative issue for the party and a criminal matter for the Gardaí.
Do you find it credible that she didn't ask, what's this all about? This is the guy who's the chair of the PAC.
Yeah, given that Brian Stanley is in a senior role in the party, he's working on a cross-party basis, he holds a very revered position in the Oireachtas One that has to go to a member of the opposition is by the way, you know, in that role, you know, is furnished with all sorts of sensitive material and so on and so forth. And at the same time, he was under investigation by their party into a matter that is potentially of a criminal nature.
Yeah, the final thing is his remark that it was like a kangaroo court. There are many people who looked at the proceedings of the PAC in the light of RTE that was a bit like a kangaroo court at the time, the way various people were treated. But that's maybe for another day.
Well, that was an open, transparent democratic process. And also, you would point out that both Brian Stanley and his counterpart on the Culture Committee, Neil Smith, did both say to the witnesses on numerous occasions, are you happy with the manner in question? And nobody raised any disagreements at that point. People were given breaks, they were given opportunities to respond, and so on and so forth.
All right, Fionnán, thank you very much for joining us. That's Fionnán Sheehan, who is Ireland editor of the Irish
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.